Earlier in the year, Mr. Clutter's Japanese neighbor, Hideo Ashida, had auctioned his farming equipment and moved to Nebraska. The Ashida sale, which was considered a success, attracted not quite 100 customers. Slightly more than 5,000 people attended the Clutter auction. Holcomb's citizenry expected an unusual turnout. The ladies' circle of the Holcomb Community Church had converted one of the Clutter barns into a cafeteria stocked with 200 homemade pies, 250 pounds of hamburger meat, and 60 pounds of sliced ham. But no one was prepared for the largest auction crowd in the history of western Kansas. Cars converged on Holcomb from half the counties in the state, and from Oklahoma, Colorado, Texas, Nebraska. They came bumper to bumper down the lane leading to River Valley Farm. It was the first time the public had been permitted to visit the Clutter place since the discovery of the murders, a circumstance which explained the presence of perhaps a third of the immense congregation, those who had come out of curiosity. And, of course, the weather was an aid to attendance, for by mid-March, winter's high snows have dissolved, and the earth beneath, thoroughly thawed, has emerged as acre upon acre of ankle-deep mud. There is not much a farmer can do until the ground hardens. "Land's so wet and nasty," said Mrs. Bill Ramsey, the wife of a farmer. "Can't work nohow. We figured we might as well drive on out to the sale." Actually, it was a beautiful day. Spring. Though mud abounded underfoot, the sun, so long shrouded by snow and cloud, seemed an object freshly made, and the trees, Mr. Clutter's orchard of pear and apple trees, the elms shading the lane, were lightly veiled in a haze of virginal green. The fine lawn surrounding the Clutter house was also newly green, and trespassers upon it, women anxious to have a closer look at the uninhabited home, crept across the grass and peered through the windows as though hopeful but fearful of discerning, in the gloom beyond the pleasant flower-print curtains, grim apparitions. Shouting, the auctioneer praised his wares. Tractors, trucks, wheelbarrows, nail kegs and sledgehammers and unused lumber, milk buckets, branding irons, horses, horseshoes, everything needed to run a ranch from rope and harness to sheep dip and tin washtubs. It was the prospect of buying this merchandise at bargain prices that had lured most of the crowd. But the hands of bidders flickered shyly. Work-roughened hands timid of parting with hard-earned cash. Yet nothing went unsold. There was even someone keen to acquire a bunch of rusty keys, and a youthful cowboy sporting pale yellow boots bought Kenyon Clutter's coyote wagon, the dilapidated vehicle the dead boy had used to harass coyotes, chase them on moonlit nights. The stagehands, the men who hauled the smaller items on and off the auctioneer's podium, were Paul Helm, Vic Ersick, and Alfred Stokeline, each of them an old, still faithful employee of the late Herbert W. Clutter. Assisting at the disposal of his possessions was their final service, for today was their last day at River Valley Farm. The property had been leased to an Oklahoma rancher, and henceforward strangers would live and work there. As the auction progressed, and Mr. Clutter's worldly domain dwindled, gradually vanished, Paul Helm, remembering the burial of the murdered family, said, "It's like a second funeral." The last thing to go was the contents of the livestock corral, mostly horses, including Nancy's horse, big, fat Babe, who was much beyond her prime. It was late afternoon, school was out, and several schoolmates of Nancy's were among the spectators when bidding on the horse began. Susan Kidwell was there. Sue, who had adopted another of Nancy's orphaned pets, a cat, wished she could give Babe a home, for she loved the old horse and knew how much Nancy had loved her. The two girls had often gone riding together aboard Babe's wide back, jogged through the wheat fields on hot summer evenings down to the river and into the water, the mare wading against the current until, as Sue once described it, the three of us were cool as fish. But Sue had no place to keep a horse.
"I hear 50. 65. 70.
The bidding was laggardly. Nobody seemed really to want Babe, and the man who got her, a Mennonite farmer who said he might use her for plowing, paid $75. As he led her out of the corral, Sue Kidwell ran forward. She raised her hand as though to wave goodbye, but instead clasped it over her mouth.